refund centers.
The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Jess Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, also the Big Three roll up. And Berg, give us a report. We've got several games we can look at that Florida State has played. What's the grade from you?
So far, midseason?
Yeah.
I'd probably give the team a solid D right now. More downs than ups, although the ups were pretty high with the number 5 upset of UNC. Just 2 weeks ago, although it feels like it's been a month now,
yeah.
After the ass-beating from Louisville last weekend, I've seen some improvement on offense, for sure, in these first 6 games, but I think you could say the opposite for the defense. I think things have progressively gotten worse for that unit.
There were times in that Louisville game Saturday, well, it felt like the Lamar Jackson game. Now, again, there wasn't a quarterback like that out there, but it felt like defensively that's where we were at watching that.
Yeah, they were making Malik Cunningham look like Randall Cunningham at times out there.
Right.
He was kind of – yeah, there were shades of Lamar. Like, he wasn't – he's not as talented or as
right.
dangerous, but the tackling, the FSU players looking at each other after the plays and pointing fingers and things like that certainly was reminiscent of that game. What was it now, 2016? With FSU and Louisville?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did get a highlight out of the game. The Jordan Travis touchdown where he dribbled it like a basketball and then scored, ran through some people and scored. At least they got some film out of it.
Yeah, but their karma ran. That was it. I mean, when Jordan Travis crossed over the defensive end and went in for a touchdown,
right.
all of the 50-50 wins, you know, all the balls that could go FSU's way went the other way after that. And rightfully so. I mean, that was a magical crossover. I've never seen anything like that.
That was. You're right, though. At that point, I thought, okay, there's some momentum, and that was not the case. There was no momentum.
They used up all their karma in one play.
That's right. Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, and also the Big Three roll-up. What are you thinking about the Gators here now that they're back after several weeks? Are they just going to plug it right back in? Missouri
Yeah,
game?
They're going to plug it back in, look exactly like they looked last time. Hopefully the UF offense is ready, because I think the UF defense is going to do what they do. They're going to give up points. But the UF offense has shown that they can also put up points. And in a game like this at home, I think UF bounces back. Now that they got UGA on the horizon, I want to see how they come out and if they make any changes on defense, especially in the secondary and a linebacker. Right now, though, I feel like they're not where they need to beat UGA and get over the hump with Dan Mullen just yet. Now, they've had 2 weeks off, like you said. That's a lot of time to correct things, especially on defense. Things on defense didn't look good. Now, if they come out with some corrections and play really good against Missouri, maybe they're in a good spot for Georgia. But right now, I think there's still work to be done.
Josh Newberg with us on Twitter at Bill is King, and I believe it's Jim. Is it Jim and Jupiter? Asks, is the defensive coordinator position for the Noles a concern?
Bill, I was going to ask you, this is funny that Jim asked this to me, because I was about to ask this to you. I was going to say, do you think a program like Florida State, knowing where they are financially, I mean, we've talked on this show a lot about all that kind of stuff, do you think they can move on from their DC in a year where there's been a pandemic? The head coach himself has taken a 10-15% pay cut. Like, do you think that they can move on from him? I've been asking myself this.
Doubtful. I'm pessimistic there.
You heard it, Jim. And I kind of am too, and that's probably why I asked you, because I think I'm pessimistic too, and it's not like, Norvell is not going to fire his boy or his friend. I think it's more like, is FSU even in a position where they can? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't think they are. And if things on defense continue to get worse, as they have, we'll find out after the season if they're in a position to, because they'll have to, you know, make some sort of move if they don't show them.
You mentioned the Georgia-Florida game is a week from Saturday. Mm-hmm. That same day, that night, it's Clemson-Notre Dame. And again, this year, that's an ACC intra-conference game at Notre Dame Saturday night. Now, Clemson's been the better program and the better team, but do you give that game a chance to be second half close?
No. I think Clemson's been waiting for – I know, you know, coming off the Syracuse game, it's hard to say that, but I think Clemson has been waiting for a solid opponent. They've shown what they can do against when they are challenged, like a team against what they did to Miami. I think they're going to put it to Notre Dame.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, athletically it doesn't look appealing. I don't know. Maybe Notre Dame obviously is not going to have a packed stadium, so that won't matter. That one's going to be fun to watch. But, yeah, it looks like Clemson, then a massive gap, and then start – maybe Notre Dame is the second-best team, but there's a big gap there, right?
Even if they lose – you know, even if they get blown out by Clemson, they still might be the second-best team in the ACC.
What's your outlook on Miami the rest of the way?
I'm not real high on Miami, but it wouldn't – you know, but they could go and win out. I was looking at the schedule last night. We were on the Big Three roll-up. And they got a very winnable schedule. I mean, there's nobody – there on paper – looking at their schedule, there's nobody that they should really be challenged by down the stretch. I mean, we're talking about NC State, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Wake, and UNC. So UNC is the last game of the year. I mean, that's one game where the Canes don't play, you know, up to their capability. They'll lose that game. Virginia Tech, maybe that's a toss-up 50-50. I think I like the Canes in that one. So I could see them winning out easily, but I still don't – I'm not convinced that they're – even a better team from last year.
What is next on the Big Three roll-up?
We taped it. It was good. It was therapeutic for me to. That's why I'm so put together on your show, because I've already talked it through on the Big Three roll-up. It was like a 2.5-hour show. It'll drop tomorrow, as it always does, at 7 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
Any hints on what you guys talked about?
Oh, we talked about – well, we spent about an hour and 15 minutes just talking about the Big Three. We talked about Wisconsin's QB situation, the impact Jalen Waddle will have, his absence at Alabama, and where he ranked among the top wide receivers in the country, and a lot of off-topic stuff. So go check that out.
Berg, good stuff, man. See you next time.
All right. Talk to you, Bill.
Yep, there he is. Josh – Newberg joins us on Wednesdays, and we discuss a NOL program, among other things now. It's not the only topic, but a NOL program that is down, and right now it's staying down. Hopefully that's not a long-term prognosis, but even the NOL fans that stay in touch with the show, they don't give a lot of hope, at least for now they don't. They're hoping in the future like I am. College football, when Florida State is real sexy, it's just better for college football. Now, there's plenty going on in college football to keep me occupied. That's not my point. But when Florida State is sexy again, the day that happens, whenever that happens, it's just adds more fun. I'm not saying you got to be a fan of theirs at all, but when they have that swagger back and when they're really, really good, my eyeballs are on them. Kevin Hagan will join us on Friday, as he always does. He will check in, and that's top of hour number two on Friday. He tweets, "Preach on, Bill. The Corona Bros, Bill, are human garbage. Congratulations from this lifelong Yankee fanatic to the Dodgers for being World Series champs. Good for Justin Turner celebrating with his teammates. I love that dude. He's a savage." Yeah, Turner's got that look, doesn't he? He's got that look. He looks like he would be real comfortable on a chopper, just driving around, you know, or hitting a ball 450 feet. And again, I don't keep up much with the Dodgers, the team that I like. I don't. I hardly see any of their games. I'm not a Major League Baseball check out everything every day, box score, games, tweeting about it. I mean, I don't. I'm just not into it. But used to be. In 1988, when the Dodgers were winning their last natty, I was into that. I'd check the box score every day. You know what I would do? I was such a fan. I would check, and I don't think this is the same affiliation, their AAA affiliate back then and for a long time was Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Dukes. And I would check what the Albuquerque Dukes were doing as often as I could, meaning the prospects coming up. I believe their AA team was San Antonio. I don't know what it is now. I couldn't tell you. Hadn't thought about it in forever either. But I would actually go check, like, who's the next guy coming up from Albuquerque? The Albuquerque Dukes. Yeah, I'd watch that stuff in AA San Antonio, because sometimes you have a guy skip over, right? He may get to single, double A, and he's doing so well, they just skip him all the way up. That happens. Sometimes triple A level, you've kind of hit your peak, and you're just spinning your wheels there. And sometimes it got a hot shot there, too. You just don't know. Yeah, I used to really – I don't anymore. I lost – somewhere in the 90s, I lost my Major League Baseball appetite. No, I'll stumble by and check out a little bit here or there, but no, I don't obsess. I don't think about it. It's just not part of my day-to-day existence. Used to be. Yeah, used to love it. Used to have people call. Bill, what about that Dodger game the other night? I mean, none of that. none of it. College football just has dominated. That's basically what has happened here. Yeah, back to something you referred to. I'm still sad over Jalen Waddle. And again, I don't care what team he plays for. Watching him play was breathtaking. Watching him play was mesmerizing. Watching him perform was electrifying. It was so much fun to watch a player with that talent and that kind of speed, that kind of burst, that kind of want, that kind of ability, that kind of energy. It was just, yeah, I right when that injury happened, I just thought, oh gosh, please don't be what I think I just saw. Please don't. And then when he started hobbling off and jumping around, and you could tell he was angry because of it. I mean, angry just, you know, of the misfortune. It just seemed like he knows this is bad. He probably heard a break, feels it too, and just hate it. Yeah, just hate it for him. Okay, let's do this. First break, hour number three. We're clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in. On Twitter, @BillIsKing. Email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're still looking at this crash out here on 40 eastbound. It's right near the Davidson County, Wilson County line before you get out to Mount Julian. It is eastbound. The heaviest flow is coming westbound. All that traffic flow out of Lebanon right now towards Nashville on I-40 West there towards Hermitage. Mountain View Road to Hickory Hollow Parkway. That wreck is in its clearing stages. We did see a wreck in Midtown, 1400 Church Street. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Ober-Gatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, you got time. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and heavy rain, high 67. Heavy rain tonight, low 64. Showers likely tomorrow, high 74. And a chance of showers tomorrow night, low 44. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
I get a call. Round Man sent me an email the other day. Really good. It was an article, and it was talking about history as it applies to the Notre Dame-Georgia Tech game. Now, I know that game isn't a big game on all of your schedules on Saturday. Notre Dame goes to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. But it's an article actually about history. Not anything about this game, but about college football history. And the influence, and I know Notre Dame's very polarizing, right? Love, hate. There's no gray area with them. People either love them or hate them. But the influence that Notre Dame football had on building college football in the South. And many, 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 many years ago, before Alabama was Alabama, And Georgia turned into the program they are. Wally Butts, Vince Dooley, all the way to today. And Auburn, and programs like that. Tennessee under the general, but not, in this case, not necessarily referring to Tennessee. But, again, many, many years ago, Notre Dame was so successful under Newt Rockne that schools in the South were targeting Notre Dame assistants or players to come down South and lead programs. Teach us what you know. We want to do this down here. That was the thing. And Rockne's center, played center for him, was Harry Meier. And he coached Georgia, defeating national champion Yale in the Sanford Stadium inaugural game. Kind of, the article says, took Georgia out of the dark ages and into the future of football. A Butts Meier building. Notre Dame guy. Frank Thomas helped get Alabama started. Jack Mayer came to Auburn. All three of those head coaches had been Notre Dame teammates. I don't know how many of you know that. And the big deal was, and we're talking over 100 years ago now, folks, okay? But the big thing was, we need to go up there, see how they're doing it, and learn. And it was assistant coaches in some of these cases we just pointed out, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, that had been under Newt Rockne at Notre Dame, came down South. And there are others. I mean, that's a few of the names you may recognize. Really good article, though, that Round Man sent me. When Round Man sent that, I'm thinking, I wonder what this is. Because a lot of times I'll get sent stuff and I'll read it and it's like, okay. That's pretty good. Round Man, you nailed that one. Yeah, you nailed it. All right. Wayman, I believe, is dialed us up here. What's up, Wayman?
Hey, Bill. Well, a lot of people don't know that John Heisman coached at Georgia Tech, too.
Absolutely. Auburn, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I kind of wanted to defend Nick this morning. A lot of people are fussing why you got your best player back there running kickoff and punts and all like that, but when Jalen Waddle first come to Alabama, that was how he got it on the highlight films, because I think he run his first punt back for a touchdown. That's all he's ever done, really, until last year he got into the passing game some.
Yeah, I mean, he's had to wait his turn. I've heard some of that's been on the show too. I mean, we've had people mainly tweeting me about it. But mine has been 50-50. There's been 50% of the folks who have responded about it, and I didn't even start it, but people were tweeting me about it. About 50% saying I can't believe Nick would have him back there, a player of that magnitude. And the other 50% are saying that's what he does. He's a heck of a player. He makes plays there. Put him there.
Right. Yep. But your best player doing that. When Emory Jones was in high school, you know, he ran kickoffs back.
Wayman, get closer to the phone. I'm losing you like every third word.
Oh, I said when he, Emory Jones was at Heard County.
Yeah.
I said he run kickoffs back, you know, because he was probably the fastest player on the team.
Right. No, I hear you, man.
So, I mean, you just put your best players back there doing that, you know.
I've said this before, and I'm not saying he's going to be Waddle from a speed point of view, but Slade Bolden is a heck of a player, and that's about to be revealed.
Yes, sir. Sure is. So, anyway, I just want to get on my soapbox and defend Nick a little bit.
All right, Wayman. Have a good day, sir.
You too. See.
614 Rob. Talking about baseball, Major League Baseball, says Bill, and he lives up in Ohio, just above C-Bus. Bill used to be a big Reds fan, Cincinnati Reds fan, until Marge Schott broke up the 1990 championship team because she was too cheap to pay them. Haven't paid attention to baseball since. Now help me here. Back then, I was paying attention to Major League Baseball. Well, certainly a lot more than I do now. After they won the championship in 90, wasn't there a big snit Eric Davis had to stay back. Was he injured or what? And she wouldn't fly him back. Like, she wouldn't pay for his flight back. And then I think he threw a fit and maybe she ended up paying for it. But I think I remember that. Rob, you're going to know that story better than me. That was a big deal. That was a real big deal. That's kind of like here when the Titans moved here. And you've heard the promo with George Plaster and former Titans coach Jeff Fisher. Titans move here. Houston Oilers move here. Become the Titans. And they had no facilities. So they had to go out to Bellevue, which, if you don't know this area, it means nothing to you. But the west side of town, close right there on I-40. If you're going down 40 west, you'll that facility you can see from the interstate, basically. But they built kind of a makeshift with trailers and stuff, and that's where they would practice. And early on, they played their games either at Vanderbilt or Memphis until they got the stadium built there on the river. And Bud Adams was the owner all those years, and Bud was notoriously cheap. And you hear the promo, Jeff Fisher talking with Plaster. They get here, they're practicing in Bellevue. And Bud wouldn't pay to have a separator put up, a divider put up, so you could kind of keep offense and defense separated and you could have your meetings. So they had to makeshift everything. Some of these owners, man. Apparently, Bud Adams was so cheap. I mean, you literally could request number two pencils, and they'd say, no. It's not in the budget. One of the reasons he got the heck out of Houston, I guess, back in the day. West Coast Sooner. Bill, do you think the Mullet will get a shot at a playoff if he finishes undefeated this season? If it comes down to them or BYU for that fourth spot, I think Texas might give them a tough time. They've got to be undefeated. They're in the conversation undefeated. Don't necessarily think that equates they get in, but undefeated sitting there with a full schedule too now, meaning play all the games you're supposed to play, they're certainly going to be in the conversation. I mean, and I only think there's debate for one slot, at least right now. Maybe a few weeks from now we'll look at it different. But between Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, I don't think there's anybody taking their slot. I think it's chalky and maybe even more chalky than ever. That fourth slot is where, to me, the debate is, at least, again, at least in the moment. Jeff, too. Bill, here's your Dodger affiliate teams. AAA is now Oklahoma City. AA is Tulsa. Single A has two. Rancho Cucamonga, that's the Quakes. That's in San Bernardino, he says. And also the Great Lakes Loons, located in Midland, Michigan, outside of Saginaw. So no more Albuquerque Dukes, no more San Antonio, whatever they called them. Yeah, that's what I used to remember. Obviously, I've lost touch. I could not have told you. Jeff, too, just gave you the Dodger affiliates. I could not have told you one of those. I couldn't even tell you. I used to keep up with who are the hot shot guys they drafted and who is materializing in the minors that you're going to see soon. I used to know those players, and I'd keep up with them. Dude went 2-for-4 the other night. I couldn't tell you one of them right now. And haven't thought to look it up in forever. I'm just not. It's not interesting to me anymore. Not as much. We'll get the bottom of the hour break. You're coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here, as expected, on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. We've actually been in pretty good shape coming up through that area and that side of town. Murfreesboro Pike and Millwood, they're still working that accident. Franklin Pike and Norwood was blocked in Oak Hill just a few minutes ago on that crash. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. We're giving you $50 in free site credit to register, verify early, no deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports. It's a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash to you in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code GREGP. That's right, GREGP. So they know we sent you. Verify your account. You'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Promo GREGP. Get you $50 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook goes live in Tennessee.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Joey Logano punches his ticket to the Championship Four race at Phoenix in a couple of weeks. But up next, this weekend, is Texas Motor Speedway in the round of eight. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
614 Rob links the article. It's an LA Times article about that incident back in 90. Reds win the World Series, I guess, what, at Oakland? Eric Davis got injured diving for a ball and I believe hurt his kidney. Anyways, he's in the hospital, so he had to stay back. Team goes back to Cincinnati. He had to stay back while being treated. He needed a flight back. Felt like he got just forgotten by management, I guess. Marchand. And he needed a flight that had medical equipment on it. Apparently, it cost like $18,000. This is back in 1990, just reading the story. He puts in to have it paid for, and it's declined by the Reds. The general manager, Bob Quinn, declined to approve the reimbursement. So Eric Davis throws a fit over this, and I don't blame him. And she eventually pays him. She eventually makes him whole there. But that's what I couldn't remember all the particulars there, but 614 Rob pulls up the article. More on that topic of cheap owners, Ags and Strohs. Obviously a big Aggie fan living down on the Texas Gulf Coast. Says, Bill, I worked at the Astrodome in the 90s, mid-90s, he said. Bud, as in Bud Adams, would offer our staff, he says, I work for the concessionaire, move food from his family suite to his corporate suite during games in order to avoid buying any extra. Now, Bud was apparently just notoriously cheap. Very rich, too, now. Very rich, but just, I mean, down to the penny cheap. Let me read that again, because I don't know if I understood it quite. Since I worked at the Astrodome in the 90s, Bud would have our staff move food from the family suite, okay, I get it, to his corporate suite during games so he didn't have to buy any extra. That's pretty cheap right there now. Royal Ping. Oh, I'll tell you another story, too. Royal Ping. Charles Woodson, Bill, Desmond Howard, Tim Brown, Deion Sanders, David Palmer, return kicks. Waddle was legendary at it. Brad Hopkins, who was part of the Oilers, and then they moved here, so he obviously moved here. Incredible left tackle for the Titans for many years, still lives here. His son, drafted and in the NFL, tight end, played at Purdue. I saw him play Little League Baseball when he was about 8. You could tell he was going to be a player in some sport. He hadn't even played football yet back then. He didn't go out until like junior high or ninth grade. 6'5", about 240, very good athlete. Had a big-time Big Ten career at tight end. Anyways, he says in the later years, maybe the last year, maybe the last months, they're sitting there, and I believe it's in the Astrodome, but they were getting ready to practice or something, and you could hear in the locker room where the restroom and all the stalls are, you could hear a lot of bubbling and gurgling and like guttural sounds. And nobody could figure out what it was. He says it turned out to be exploding toilets. That's how bad everything had gotten and how cheap Bud was and just exploding toilets. He said it was just, as you could imagine, just as gross as anything you could imagine. I don't even know how that happens. We were just sitting there one day, and Brad looks at me and says, you want to know my exploding toilet story? I said, what? He proceeds to tell it. I'm not kidding. Just out of the blue, hey, I got a really good exploding toilet story. I'm sure you want to hear this. Now, he tells it a lot better than me. I gave you the Cliff Notes. But apparently it was as bad as you could imagine it being. I've never even heard of that before. I mean, we've owned lots of houses. I've never had anybody say, yeah, you know, we had this one issue where the toilet exploded. But other than that, everything's good. You can check it out, though. It's a new toilet. That's a new one for me. That's a brand new one for me. So Ags and Strohs worked at the Astrodome. What was the fair or the amusement park that was right there? My wife grew up in Houston. She's from Houston. Grew up in Katy. Went to school there and everything. Then in college moved here. But and she said they spent summers every day. Is it Six Flags? I thought Crazy Charlie, there was another name. It may be Six Flags, though. You might be right. I've been to the one in Atlanta. I've been to that one. I'm sure you have, too, but I haven't been to. But there was one right next to Crazy Charlie, the Astrodome, from what I understand. Some of the people listening down there will help me. And she said they'd spend every day, all spring and summer there. Well, once school was out. Just loved it. Just had an absolute blast there. 614 Rob, and Jupiter Jim said this too. He just tweeted it. Bill Marge Schott was most famous for her racist comments. I remember that. While she was generous to many worthy causes, her racist comments caused her ultimate demise as an owner. Oh, I absolutely remember that. I do. And Jim was saying the exact same thing earlier. Tomorrow, might as well look over. Oh, by the way, the markets, ugly. I mean, red. I think everybody's getting, as we're getting closer to the election, I think everybody's getting a little fidgety here. Markets are showing this. And, of course, the media is pumping out the corona scare stuff on top of it. So the market's a bit skittish right now. Be careful if you play. Tomorrow on the show, Chris Landry will be with us. I may try a few other things. I'm not going to tease it yet, though. But Chris Landry joins us every Thursday in his slot. He does a fantastic job. That would be LandryFootball.com, his site. And you're talking about a guy who works it around the clock. That'd be Chris Landry. He joins us every Thursday. Of course, Brad will be with us on Friday. BradPowerSports.com, handicapping. Yeah, I'd forgotten till Berg brought it up, because I was thinking Clemson, Notre Dame, a week from this Saturday. But yeah, we've got the cocktail party. That's the same day. So earlier in the day you have that, and then you've got Notre Dame. Isn't the Masters, I believe, the same? I believe. Yes. You're going to have a lot. You folks that are all into it, you're going to have college football, the Masters, NFL football. That's going to be a pretty good weekend, and whatever else is on. Yeah, it's going to be a packed weekend. Berg doesn't give the Irish much of a shot. I'm leaning that way, too. Even though now, like I've said, in these regular season games, Notre Dame has hung in there well with these teams. Clemson, Georgia, when Florida State was really good prior. Remember that game? They got Notre Dame for a pick. They score the winning touchdown, erase it over a pick play, which is a play that gets called about, what, half the time? Remember that? Yeah, that game, that got erased. And didn't somebody, who did it right after that, it wasn't called? Of course, things don't get called consistently in any, whatever the play may be. But my point is, Notre Dame has played the regular season games close against these big, bad teams. But when it comes to the postseason is where they don't hold up at all. Maybe they hang in there with Clemson a while until it's till it's too obvious that they can't hang. But they're going to have to play. They'll have to play flawless against Clemson, and Clemson will have to play down some. And then we've got a game if we get all those lined up, which I wouldn't count on that. One more break on this Wednesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here, as expected, on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. We've actually been in pretty good shape coming up through that area and that side of town. Murfreesboro Pike and Millwood, they're still working that accident. Franklin Pike and Norwood was blocked in Oak Hill just a few minutes ago on that crash. Check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable worker. work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally led it in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and heavy rain, high 67. Heavy rain tonight, low 64. Showers likely tomorrow, high 74. And a chance of showers tomorrow night, low 44. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
All right, Crazy Charlie, the amusement park next to the Astrodome was called Astro World. That seems kind of obvious, right? I couldn't think of it. Six Flags is in Dallas. That's the difference. Yeah, Charlie was on to something. He just had the Metroplex. Yeah, Six Flags Dallas area, Metroplex area. Astro World was right there. Obviously named. I bet Ags and Strolls went there probably 100 million times too. Back in the day. Anyways, there you have it. Let's go back and review a couple things. I haven't heard anything new from Wisconsin. There was some chatter on Tuesday that maybe the Nebraska-Wisconsin game was trending towards cancellation. Those games have nowhere to be made up in the Big Ten. If you miss the game, there's nowhere to go. It's just not going to get played. And it's called a, from what I read, not a forfeit, but in this case, it's just a no contest. Now, is Wisconsin or Nebraska going to be in the natty conversation? Well, Wisconsin would have the better chance, right? But no, I don't think so. Graham Mertz did get his second test back. It was also positive. So he is definitely out 21 days. And that's if all the other protocol testing comes out well, which I would assume it does. But again, bare minimum 21 days. That's a ridiculous rule put in there to make it very difficult. That's a little trick by the big. Now, that rule's not new. We've known that for weeks now. But still, they put it in there to where if you have any problems, it's going to be really hard to fix. Meaning get back out on the field. That was done on purpose. Little Corona Bro revenge there that we're witnessing as we sit here. So he's out. He looked really good in the opener against Illinois. Still, he looked very good. Their first starting quarterback, even though I don't think he's as good as Mertz, is Jack Cohn. He's out with an injury, I believe, a foot. So he's been out. next quarterback, who is Chase Wolf, he tested positive too. Now, I don't know that we have heard about his second test to prove it, to confirm it. And then the next quarterback would be Danny Vandenboom, who I remember him in recruiting. He was a pretty good name in recruiting, but he was the fourth teamer. He may be the starter if they play. I don't know what the percentages are right now of whether they play or not. I sure hope they do. Yeah. I mean, that's what I want to see. I haven't heard anything else. Florida is back. Got back on Monday. They're preparing for Missouri. That game is in Gainesville. Florida has been predominantly worried about their defense. They have not been very good defensively. Florida defensively has been pretty much good for even during the rough years where the offense was struggling. The defense has always been a pretty much given at Florida. Different levels, but always pretty solid to really good. Not the case right now. No. Not the case. Saban even admitted, and I didn't want to read this. And I enjoy the offense. Don't misunderstand me. But Saban, even in that Chris Lowe deal, said today, offense wins. He said it used to be the team with the best defense. If you could shut teams down. You could slow teams down, shut them down, win games with defense. He said, it's not the case anymore. He says, I don't like it, but it's offense. Saban is scoring lots of points because he even believes the days where you put out a dominant defense and 1 through 12, meaning games 1 through 12 regular season, you just dominate people, he thinks that's over. I didn't want to hear that because I still enjoy a dominant defense too. But reality appears to be reality in this case. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, that Notre Dame-Florida State game was a huge pick play. They scored earlier in the game, and Jimbo went off on the officials. If they did it again, they were going to get called for it. They did it again, and they got called for it. Yeah, I remember sitting there watching that game. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, I agree the Irish will need to put up big points and win the turnover battle to beat Clemson. The weather looks to be in the mid-40s at night. If they can somehow win that game, the BC game the following week scares me. We'll be back to the nightmares of the 93 season. Yep, now Phil Jakovic is the quarterback, and he's doing well there. He's playing pretty good. He had signed and stayed at Notre Dame a couple of years. Didn't get much of a look. Brian Kelly did not like him. Never expressed any or at least much confidence in him. And he looked real – when Jakovic would get his chances late in some random game, he looked very nervous. Didn't look comfortable at all. This transfer has helped him. He's playing free. He's got ability. He can run and pass. He's about 6'4". But it just never clicked. Brian Kelly is a very peculiar guy when it comes to – depth chart, when it comes to playing young guys, when it comes to, I'll tell you, and again, that's not, I'm not trying to be negative here, I'm just telling you. He doesn't care what the crowd thinks either. Doesn't worry about all that crap. Remember that last year at Cincinnati, or it was one of his last years, and they were just revved up, man, offensively. Tony Pike was the quarterback, got hurt. And they were just up and down the field scoring. They put in Zach Kolaris, totally different quarterback. Tony Pike's like 6'6". Zach Kolaris like 5'11", 6'. They put him in because of the injury. Offense does even better. Even better. I mean, they're running up and down the field, and Kolaris is running up and down the field. Tony Pike, like the last, was that the Pitt game? Might have been. But one of the last games, regular season, gets healthy. Set Kolaris down, goes back to Pike. And you know what? It went smoothly. It didn't go negatively at all, but I'm going with a hot guy. I'm sorry. Like I've told you, I absolutely do not subscribe to the theory if you get injured, You can't lose your starting job. The hell you can't. If you get injured and the guy who comes in after you does better than you, that's tough. That's life. But a lot of coaches, old school, they have that rule. And I get it. I mean, I'm sure they're convinced that's the way to go. If I've got a guy who's got the hot hand, and I mean, we're even better than we were, I'm not jerking with that. I'm sticking with a hot hand. But that's not the way some coaches will do business. Allen in Tampa. Bill, I was at that Notre Dame game. Place went nuts. That was a hide. Those were some good days now. Florida State's got to get back to those days. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, the Dow right now is down, I'm thinking, yes, 562 points. S&P down 70. NASDAQ down 281. Yeah, the market is real nervous right now. Walking on eggshells. The virus is in the air. The election is around the corner. Starting to trash cities again in some places like Philly. Ugh. At Bill is King on Twitter. I'll be around all day. Just find me. Find me. I'll reply to you. Just give me a little bit of time. I'll reply. Tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us. Omni. Lodge Park.